time for us right now to go someplace where they wouldn't know what to do with all this rain.
They would not.
That's right. It is time to join Arjun Singh, who is live in Jaisalmer, India today. And let's see if he's there. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Okay, part two of the adventure to get a passport.
Yeah, I'm back. Back okay. Home.
All right. With a passport?
No, I didn't get the passport because I went there for, they asked me a couple of questions because they want to be sure that you are Mr. Arjun Singh. I'm saying, yes, I am Arjun Singh. And they just matched the photo with the file they have. And then they looked at me and they say, okay, you are Mr. Arjun Singh. And I say, yes, I am Arjun Singh. Okay. And they asked me a couple of questions about my address and about my job. And they want to be sure that, yes, he is Arjun Singh. And within 5 to 7 minutes, they say, okay, done. Now you can go back to your home and we will send when it gets printed, because we will have to print the next one because now your old passport is expired. So they just cancel it. Old passport is canceled now and you will get the new one for 10 more years. So I came back. I stayed there for 10 to 15 minutes maximum in that passport office. Although it took a long time because there was a long queue, about 100 to 150 people were there, and then I stayed there. But when my turn came, it took maximum 5 to 7 minutes, and they were sure that, yes, I am Arjun. They just matched everything. And then they said, okay, go. And I didn't stay there because to stay there means to spend so much money. It's a metropolitan city. If Girdhar was with me, would like to stay there, definitely. But I was alone, so I just returned 12 to 13 hours more journey, and I came back to Jaisalmer.
All right, so you got through in the first line, so to speak, when there were 100. And how long did it take for them to do that line? You were hoping.
Well, I just reached at 8 a.m. and the opening time was 10:30. I reached very early there, so there was a queue on the window. So I five more persons were just there, and I just stayed there. I was the sixth or seventh person, I think. I didn't count at that time, but. And when at 10:30, there were about 100 people. They were just at the window there. And I, within 5 to 7 minutes, I got a form. I just stuck my photo there. I signed it and I then gave it to them. And then they, after 30 to 35 minutes, they opened the door and then we all went in. And then there were some windows there, some counters were there, and they were calling the people there. And when I got my turn, so because I was sure that so many people go there, so I came very early at 8 a.m. And then if I didn't go at the time at 10:30 or 11, if you reach there, then it takes a lot of time, and some people come come out of the passport at 3 or 4 p.m. But I went very early because I knew about all those things. Whenever, maybe here in Jaisalmer, if I go for electric bill or for my water and for my phone bill, I always go a couple of hours in advance, and then I stay at the window there and I get my turn as soon as possible. So I had that idea, and it took about 2 hours. Just I waited for that, and then when my turn came, it didn't take a lot of time. They asked me questions and I was right there. I had all documents, what they wanted from me, and I showed them, and they say, okay, you can go now.
So fantastic. And how much does it cost?
Well, for the fees, actually, I paid like 1500 rupees. So if you ask me in dollars, it's like $30 to renew my passport. It's a fees by the government, and then nothing extra like that. So just the journey to pay for my tickets and to stay for a night there, that was, otherwise for the passport, it's not more than $30. That was it.
All right, that's not bad. Much more here. Quick question. Now, do you have to get a visa again?
No. I have visa for July 19. I have 10 years visa. I got in 2009, and so I have 10 years visa. So the visa is there in my old passport, and my new passport, if I travel, then I will have to keep the old passport with me. And till July 19, I have the visa for US. After that, definitely, if I want, then I will have to go for renewal to the US embassy. But it's in July 2019. But right now I have the visa.
So they canceled it, but they didn't take it away.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They say just keep your old passport
wow.
with you, because when you travel, you need that, because we can't just take the visa from the old one and just keep in the new one. We can't do that. So you have to keep both the passports with you, the old and the new one. And when you just go at the airport, so the new passport, the passport. And then for the visa, you have to show them the old passport.
I gotcha. All right, that was the part that was a little confusing for me, because here you, when they do it, it goes away. In other words, Once you have, once they send you your new passport, they take back the old one.
And here they don't. Here they don't. They just give it back to you. Definitely, when I got my visa, it's very interesting. When you go to the U.S. embassy, and if they give the passport back to you, it means all over. You don't get visa. If they take passport from you, it means yes, you will get it. So when I went there, and when they just kept the passport, I was so excited, so happy. And I knew that, yes, I will get it, because lots of people, they were getting their passport back just in minutes there. But when they asked me questions and when they just kept my passport there, I was so, so happy, because I knew that, yes, I got it.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. It was a wonderful opportunity for me, yeah.
And have you does the rest of your family understand, or have you explained, or is it all over as a topic of conversation?
Well, especially for my parents, they don't know much. As I told you in my earlier show, that this is not a very common document. I think in 7,000 people in my community, and I'm not sure that 5 or 7 people, they have the passport. Me, my, and Anita and Girdha, we 3 people, we have passports, and maybe a couple of other people, they have passport in my whole community. So it's a very important document. It's not common. You can't have it everyone. So whenever I tell about the passport to my parents, especially my father knows that, but for my mother, it's nothing, because she says, if you want to go anywhere, you just pay the ticket and you can go. She has no idea that you have to just show them passport. You need a visa for that. So she can't understand these things. She says, for what? Because you are paying for that. So for my mother, it was again a question that, why are you going there? Because you can buy a ticket, and if you want to go anywhere, you can go. I said, no, I need my passport because it's expired. And she has no idea what the passport is and what is the expiration, because she has no idea about that, these things. But my wife and Girdha, absolutely, Girdha knows very well. He's reading these things. So he asked me when his passport is going to expire. I say, still there's a time, 10 years. So he will have to wait for 3 or 4 years, then he will get his new passport back. He likes to get his passport because he says, now I'm grown up and my photo doesn't match this one. So when he's after 3 years, I think I will go for him to get his new passport. So in my family, it's just a mixed experience, because some they know, some they don't know.
All right. Well, we are just delighted that it worked out so easily and well, except and when you add it up, I would say your travel time was much more extensive than the actual administration.
Yes, it is. It's because they were amazed. Just they say, you come from Jaisalmer. I said, I came from Jaisalmer, 600 kilometers, 13 to 14 hours journey, just for 5 to 7 minutes. And you, I think I requested them that you could do it in Jaisalmer, because then they say, yes, we are doing. We have a branch passport office, and definitely after some years you will get these things there. So maybe after some years, when Girdha will be grown up, he will get all those facilities here in Jaisalmer. But unfortunately not for me. I will have to go everywhere, because right now it's not like this in Jaisalmer.
All right. Well, to be continued. It's always an adventure. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next week. Our love to everybody.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. So kind of you.